In this episode, we're extolling the virtues of a single-sex junior boys' school with Sue Faulkner and two of the junior boys. Let's get into it right now.
Welcome to Bolton School Extra, the podcast brought to you by Bolton School. In this series, we'll be exploring school life, allowing you, the listener, to connect with staff, pupils and parents at a deeper level. Come with us as we get into this episode right now.
Good morning. I am joined today by Mrs. Sue Faulkner and Alex and Triance from the Junior Boys School. Now, Sue, I'm led to believe that you have two roles, head of primary division and head of the Junior Boys School. Can you explain how that works? What does that actually mean for you day to day?
So firstly, it means that I'm quite busy, which I thoroughly love. I'm very passionate about what we do here at Bolton School. And having worked at the Junior Boys for 13 years, I'm delighted to be head of the Junior Boys School, whilst also making sure that we make links with other parts of our primary schools across the foundation to give our boys the very best opportunities we can.
So how many different other parts of the foundation are you actually working across? And how many boys is that in total? Or is that a number we haven't calculated recently?
No, it's a number I keep very firmly in my head. The primary division includes the nursery and the infant school, both of which are co-ed, and then also our junior girls school, which obviously is for girls aged 7 to 11. So overall, there are just over 700 children in the primary division. 200 of them are here in Park Road in the Junior Boys School, and I thoroughly enjoy spending most of my day with these boys.
Wonderful. And you said that you've been at the school for 13 years. What led you to join? And did you join the Boys Junior School, or have you always been in the same part and role and that type of thing?
I joined here as deputy head to the junior boys. And again, it was a really fantastic opportunity to move from another local independent school to come and join one of the very best schools in the area. And then once I was here, I've just been captivated by all of the work that we do at Bolton School, and I've never wanted to leave. In fact, it's a passion for me. It's my third child, I would say.
Is it? Okay, well, we won't ask your other children for their thoughts. And Alex, how long have you been at the school?
Well, I've been at the school from reception, so I'm currently in year five, so I've been here for about 5.5 years from the very start.
Brilliant. And Alex, if I just put you on the spot, what has been one or two of your highlights in your years that you've been at the school? Can you think back to anything?
Well, yeah, last year at sports day, I broke the school record for the running. And another one of my highlights was definitely in year two when COVID hit. I'm just kidding.
I'm glad you're kidding, because I don't think many people enjoyed that, and particularly not learning online as well. Triance, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been at the school? Which year are you in?
I've been in the school since year four and I'm in year six now.
Oh, fantastic. And have you got any highlights for us?
In year six just now, I became house captain for my house.
Wow, fantastically good. And what does it mean to be a house captain of the school?
You get to lead your house when we do events and competitions in the school.
Okay, do you want to give a quick shout out for the name of your house?
Dobson.
Okay, well, Dobson. We'll ask Alex about his in a minute. So, Mrs. Faulkner, Sue, what do you think sets apart, you know, your junior boys' school from other schools, whether it's state or independent? Why should parents choose your school?
So firstly, very much it's in the name, that the Junior Boys School is one of the few single-sex boys' schools in the area for this age group. It's a fantastic opportunity for us to really ensure that we're managing the boys' learning, all of the activities and things that we offer for them in order to get the very best for all of our boys. So we cater for their needs. And there's a huge range of that goes on during the course of the day. But we do recognise that boys have particular learning styles. We're able to adapt teaching to best suit that, and also just make sure that they're all happy and engaging in a wide range of activities that often would be stereotypically sidelined for them. So things like music, the creative arts, all of that typically in a co-ed school would be seen as a slightly girl thing to do, very much engaged. In fact, these two boys with me today have been involved in our music festival this week and really enjoying performing to an audience. And that's something that we don't see very much when you compare it with other boys in co-ed schools. So, you know, I'm very passionate about what we do here. It's a fantastic school, and the opportunities for the boys are amazing, as I'm sure they'll be able to highlight as well.
Well, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your music festival. Maybe Shreyans, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you've been up to? What has it meant for you?
So I play guitar And I played in the music festival yesterday and I came first in my class.
Congratulations. Wow. And so what did you have to just choose a different piece? How does it work?
So our music teachers choose a piece for us and then we play it in front of an audience.
How did it feel when you had to sit there playing your guitar in front of a whole lot of people?
I was a bit nervous.
Well done for overcoming your nerves and getting first place. Alex, what about you? What's been the music festival? What have you been doing this week?
Well, I've been doing piano, and just before this, I've been doing my piano exam.
Have you? Which exam was that?
Grade 1.
Oh my goodness. And how did you prepare for your grade 1 exam?
Well, there was a lot of nerves just asking all my friends that have done the piano exam before, like, what do you do? What happens?
Yeah, and how did it feel? Was it scary? Were you excited?
It was a definite mix of emotions, but it was definitely a lot better than I expected, and the support from my friends was good.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. It's lovely to hear that, actually, your friends are so supportive. I mean, just thinking about pastoral care, Mrs. Faulkner, at the school, what does that actually look like? Because, of course, you know, young people, we keep on reading lots of things in the paper about our, you know, young people, particularly post-COVID. How do you support the boys in the school?
So there's a huge range of people that are here very much to support the boys. So obviously all of the teachers don't just focus on teaching them the academics, but on making sure that they have all of the support that they need in order to provide that all-rounded care that the boys require at this age as they go through lots of change, lots of uncertainty, friendship issues, those sorts of things. The boys obviously also have their form teacher, who is their very specific person that they go to. And in addition to that, we have a well-being assistant, Miss Christian, who is there to put plasters on Gray's knees, and she does plenty of that, but also really to spend considerable time with any boys who need additional support. Perhaps they're having a tough time. It may be that their pet has died, or that they need some additional time and support from a colleague that isn't their usual teacher, who can actually just dedicate that period of time that they need and check in on them. And also parents go to her for advice as well if they're struggling with things at home, struggling with routines. So we're able to offer all of that additional support to help our boys and our parents through any tricky periods in their lives, which is great and a real strength of the school, something that parents notice a lot.
And that is what you say, actually, that is such a good point, because it's not just about the boys in your care, isn't it? It's about the whole community and also families and working together as a school. I mean, I'm just looking here at Shreyansh, she's wearing, I think, his sports kit. I mean, I know from my experience of young boys like physical activity. Are you to be kept busy? You don't want to have days just sitting around doing. So what type of sports are offered at the junior boys school? What other extracurricular activities can you get involved in?
Well, there's football, cricket, athletics, rugby, hockey, and judo and fencing.
How do you play all of those things at once?
No, those are just offered. I don't play all of them.
Ah, okay. Which ones do you play then?
I do judo and fencing as an after-school club.
Oh, right. Okay. And which sport are you playing this term?
We were doing hockey.
And how have you taken to hockey? Had you ever played it before you joined in year 4?
I'm not that good, but we all play it as part of our sport lessons.
Uh-huh. And how does that make you feel? Because sometimes when you're not very good at something or you're learning something new, it can feel quite hard or difficult. How do your PE teachers help you when you find something challenging?
They can show us how to do it correctly so then we can learn about it. Or they can tell us inspirational words that might motivate us even more.
Okay, wow. And that's really important, actually. Motivation is one of the most important things to help us achieve our goals and to get better. Alex, what about yourself? Do you enjoy sport? What have you been taking part in recently?
Recently, I've been to a water polo tournament for school.
Wow. I wasn't expecting you to say that. Okay, well, fantastic. How did you guys get on?
We did really well, considering we've never been into a competition before. We won quite a few of our games and we had a few rough battles, and it was quite an interesting learning curve.
How did you choose to take part in water polo?
Well, so there's sport we've got on a Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. for year 5 and 6, and after that there's like hockey and or water polo after school, and I wanted to try a new sport, and I've never tried water polo before, so I just tried to give it like my best, and I managed to get onto the team, and yeah.
Well, you must be absolutely delighted. And what about, what other types of things, Ms. Faulkner, extracurricular programs do you run? I mean, is it something you encourage every child to take part in? How is it fit in with the sort of the academic part of the school day?
The extracurricular program is a real strength of the school and something that we invest a huge amount of time and energy in, because we do feel it's important for the boys to have outlets for their physical needs as well. So a lot of sport, as you can imagine, and as these boys have just described, but also a wide range of activities, including musical ensembles, art for fun type of things, Lego clubs. Warhammer has become very popular. There are lots of boys go to chess. There's just a huge range to appeal to all of the boys. And where a boy has an interest that we don't currently meet, we ask them to bring those to us and we see if we can make them work. And that is really important, because whilst the lessons obviously focus on the academic development, our extracurricular programme is there to engage boys' interests in a range of activities, help them to try something new that they might never have the opportunity or even think about before. And then also it helps to build up that wider character. So both boys have just been describing how they might find something tricky, they might have been finding something new, but that the teachers that support them in those activities are really encouraging them to just give it a go and do their best. And that feeds into the character development that is very much a focus of Bolton School.
And when do these clubs take place and extracurricular activities?
So there's a range. One or two actually happen before school. So the boys come in early, for example, on Friday for fitness club. A large number of them happen at lunchtime, where we have quite a long lunch break. So there's even time for the boys to fit in two activities and to eat, which is great. And then also there are some that happen after school. And we monitor what the boys are doing. So we try and make sure that they're taking part in at least two or three activities every week, because we think it's such an important part of what we offer here.
Yeah, and that is great to hear about the encouragement and getting involved and trying new things, because before you get too overwhelmed with lots of different things, it's actually great to have a chance to try things out. Now, I believe that Park Road was at the forefront of the iPad rollout at Bolton School a few years ago. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you took the lead, and then maybe I'll hear from the boys as well, like how they use them in class and things?
Yeah, so that project is roughly 10 years old now, and I was here as we started that. We were very much at the decision-making process of looking ahead and seeing that technology was going to be a huge driving force in education going forward, and we wanted to take part in that. And the junior boys, with my enthusiasm and that of my staff, we were able to really get to grips with how we were going to use the iPad in lessons. And over time, staff have really taken a great effort to learn new ways of thinking about how they're going to incorporate the technology into their lessons. And then essentially we worked on making technology boring. So the iPad has become pretty much a tool that we use for learning, just like the exercise book and the pencil and anything else that we do. So it's no longer the huge fuss, if you like, we're getting our iPads out. It's just part of the everyday lesson, which I think the boys here would be able to describe.
Yeah, I was about to say, for people listening, I can say that the boys are nodding at that. So that is a good statement. So Alex or Shrent, would one of you like to tell me, how do you use the iPad and what difference does it make to your learning process, and how does it support you actually learn or understand information better?
Well, it really helps by, if we're doing like a project on, say, for example, science, you don't just have all the information in your brain, do you? You have to like research it, and it really helps with research. And that we've got apps on our iPads that help to like store all our work that we use in class.
Right. And that's so true. I love your rhetorical question. Nope, we don't have everything stored in our brain, even though we're obviously trying to get as much stuff into our brain, and it's plastic. Thanks. Alex, what have you been researching recently then? And you use the example of science. Is there a project you're currently undertaking at the moment?
Well, yes, in science we are covering Earth and space, and we're creating like a ebook that might get like printed out if it's good. And so we use different sites that our teacher says is okay to use, but we're not allowed to copy and paste. We have to copy and paste them, read them, and then we have to write it out.
Oh, wow. And is there any surprising fact or something that has astonished you while you were researching information about Earth and space?
Well, the moon is actually moving further away from the Earth.
Is it? Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, there we are. This is an educational podcast. I'm glad to hear. Thanks very much. Well, we'll take that one. What about yourself, Shreyanth? Have you found using the iPad a useful tool?
Yeah, it's been extremely useful because sometimes when you can just research it without asking the teacher if we need help. So then we can just go on our iPads and ask the teacher. And if in English, if we're doing some writing, we can use an online thesaurus to find out better vocabulary instead of asking the teacher again.
That's a good way. Can I just say I'm a big advocate of a thesaurus. Now, just thinking more as well about children when they arrive in year three, as you talked about coming from and moving into school, how do you help them settle in? Like, what does that transition look like? And then, of course, then leaving you to go into the senior school.
Yeah, so, and this is one of the areas where my dual role really helps, because with also overseeing the infant school, I spend a lot of time with the year two children. The boys are obviously coming over to join us. We make sure that those boys have spent plenty of time visiting the junior boys school. Some of our boys go across and are reading mentors with them at lunchtime as well. And they really start to get to know the school that they're coming to. We're directly across the road. So we spend a lot of time just backwards and forwards helping them, and working with parents again to make sure that that transition is smooth so that they understand what school is like. When the new year three boys first arrive, they're assigned a year six mentor who will look out for a group of children, make sure that they're integrating with friends, make sure they know where to go and are settled and happy in school. And that works really well for us. And probably Alex will have experienced all of that as he joined us into year three.
How did you find that, Alex, when you first got into the junior boys school? Were there some things you found difficult, and were there ways that you were helped and looked after?
Well, it was really different, as in there's like the different teachers, and the teachers were really like welcoming, and we'd already been across to the school around like three times, so we already knew the school and we'd been shown our classroom, and so we knew our way around even before we joined.
Okay, so that actually helps, doesn't it, when you've got a bit of familiarity and you don't feel it's totally new. Well, I'm glad to hear that they were very supportive. What about getting ready for the senior school? How are you helped with that, and what does that feel like?
Well, we have lots of taster days, mm-hmm. Where we go over to senior school and have a few lessons with the senior school teachers.
And how's that making you? Are you feeling prepared and ready then, Shreyanth?
Yeah.
Good. And just thinking about as well, the just sort of the daily sense, I mean, do you have much interaction with different parts of the school? As a school, do you come together much, or is it sort of very much in your own separate areas until you move on?
So we do have a lot more interaction, and that's one of the areas that we're developing across primary division. So, for example, last week, the year six boys were all with the year six girls at an author talk. Some of the year three boys joined the year three girls and the year two infants, again, for another author talk. So we're looking all the time for those opportunities where it makes sense to come together, but then also celebrating the unique differences of our three schools. Mm. Because that's really important. It's an important part of who we are as a school. But making those joint efforts where it makes sense. So over the Easter holidays, there'll be 40 boys and girls heading off on a ski trip. That makes a really fantastic opportunity for them to come together in a different environment and explore and enjoy something that otherwise might not be possible as two separate schools.
So actually, it's great to hear that using opportunities where you can to bring your, you know, different year groups together, but also, as you say, keeping what actually is important and for education. Now, what about for somebody, if they wanted to join the school, what would you recommend for them? And whether it was either the start of the academic year or midpoint through the year, what would be some of your advice or your tips for them, Mrs. Faulkner?
My main advice is really to come and see us, to come and see mm-hmm. the school when it's in action and get a real feel for what we all believe, I think the three of us, that this is a really fantastic school where the boys thrive and where they really enjoy their learning and all of the opportunities available for them. But I think it's always really important for boys and for their parents to get a feel for what it is they're about to get into, because it's a busy place. There's always a lot going on, and it can take a little bit of time to get used to it. I think you need to enter that with your eyes open. But always, I would say, come and visit us, have a chat with myself on a tour around the school, and get to see how much the boys enjoy what they do every day.
That is very good advice, because actually, until you can come and see, then it's hard to know, isn't it? And are people able to just ring up and book, or how does that process work?
Yep. So if people go onto our website, they'll be able to see the link either to email the admissions registrar or to give her a call, and she'll book in those appointments for them.
Brilliant. Now, boys, to put you on the spot, you mentioned the word thesaurus earlier. So I'm thinking, can you give me a good describing? If you're going to describe your school, what would be your best word to describe it?
Well, it's kind of like a little community, because like there's all the different divisions and we do come together quite often. And there's definitely like different friend groups over like the division, and we'll always play like games together. And it's just really fun to have like join in and like feel like if you're new, it's just nice because you can just join in.
Love that. I'm going to take that word community, and I think that's a beautiful way of describing your school. Shreyanth, what about yourself?
I'd describe it as innovative because of the iPads, and there's always new ECAs coming up on the sheets around school.
Okay, I love it. Innovative. Well, I think that's a perfect way to describe the school, isn't it, Mrs. Fauna? Innovative and community. I don't know if you've got a word that you'd like to add.
No, I liked all of those. I think that sense of fun and welcoming and that innovative community probably sums us up pretty well, I would say.
Well, look, I want to say thank you so much to the three of you for joining me this morning. It's been a privilege to speak to you and hear more about the school. And we look forward to hearing what happens next and what new innovation takes place in your community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
That's it for this episode, and thank you for listening. To find out more, check out the school website, boltonschool.org. Now, our next episode is coming out soon, but in the meantime, thank you for listening to this one. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you can stay in touch, and we look forward to connecting with you next time. Bye for now.